The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it also be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must also be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to do a very brief scripture lesson today because with the beginning of the new church year, we begin to hear our gospel this year from Matthew. And we're going to get a very different portrait of Jesus than we got last year from Luke. Remember that the gospels are not historical accounts of the life of Christ. They're instead written to a specific audience with a specific purpose in mind. For example, Mark accompanied Peter to Rome, and in the year 65, the persecutions had begun, and Mark wrote his gospel, the earliest of the four gospels, addressed to those Roman citizens who were frightened, and he gives them the most human Jesus in all four of the gospels, a Jesus who suffers just like they're suffering. Read Mark's account of the agony in the garden. It is pure agony. And so those people could identify with that Jesus. Luke, on the other hand, last year gave us the all-forgiving Jesus. And Luke goes to the people at the peripheries. He's with tax collectors, prostitutes, etc. If Luke's Jesus were to come here today, he wouldn't come here. He would go out and find where the people who are addicted to drugs are, and he would be with them. Matthew this year is going to give us a very Jewish Jesus, and John, who doesn't write until about the year 120, will give us a very divine Jesus. Matthew writes in about the year 85, and he addresses his gospel to Jewish people living in present-day Antioch, Syria, who believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And so all through his gospel, he's going to try to show them how Jesus is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. If you listen carefully, you will hear Matthew introduce something that Jesus does by saying, "As was foretold by the prophet Isaiah," and then he will quote an Old Testament prophecy, and then something that Jesus did which fulfills that prophecy. His gospel is filled with Old Testament imagery. Where did they go in the Old Testament to meet God? Up on the mountain. And if you listen in Matthew's gospel, whenever Jesus teaches, he goes up on the mountain. Matthew and Luke are the only two authors to tell us the story of the birth of Christ. Only Luke tells us about the manger, the stable, the animals, the shepherds. That's not found in any other gospel. Only Matthew tells us the story of the Magi. That's, again, not found in any other gospel. And it's sort of a slap at the Jewish people because he's saying to them, you didn't recognize the Messiah. It took these pagans from the East to recognize him. And though we say there are three wise men, and we call them Balthazar, Caspar, and Melchior, Matthew does not mention a number, and he doesn't put any names to them. Those were added later by preachers to paint a picture for people. And there's nothing wrong with that. We just need to know what's in the scriptures and what's not in the scriptures. Matthew is the only gospel author to give us the Beatitudes, those new commandments that Jesus gives us. So I invite you this year, listen carefully to Matthew, and you'll get a very different portrait of Jesus. Amen.